Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
非常欢迎你收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad, 中文名字是德瑜。
Do you try to be careful with what you say, or are you careless?
你会很小心地注意自己要说的话吗？还是你一点都不在乎？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3 in the Bible.
今天跟你分享的句子在箴言13章第三节。
He who guards his lips guards his life, but he who speaks rashly will come to ruin. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3.
箴言13章三节，谨守口的得保生命，大张嘴的必致败亡。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们来了解一下这段经文的意思。
He who guards his lips, guards, G-U-A-R-D-S, guards.
一开始说 he, 他，这个他用 who, W-H-O 来形容这个他是怎么样的他。He who guards, guards 就是守护、保护，叫做 guards, G-U-A-R-D-S. He who guards.保护什么呢?
His lips. Lips. L-I-P-S. Lips.
保护、守护、guards. 保护、守护什么呢?他的嘴唇。His lips. Lips 就是嘴唇。L-I-P-S. Lips. 所以这边说 He who guards his lips 就是守护自己嘴唇的人、啊、会怎么样呢?
Guards his life.
Guards his life 就是在守护自己的生命。Guards 刚刚提过就是守护保护。His life 他的生命。所以中文圣经翻译成谨守口的得保生命。
But he who speaks rashly, rashly, R-A-S-H-L-Y, rashly.
接着说 but 但是呢 he who 同样的跟刚刚的句型一样他这个他用一个 who W-H-O 来形容这个他是怎么样的他 he who speaks 这个他讲话怎么样呢 rashly 就是贸然的 rashly R-A-S-H-L-Y rashly 贸然讲话或者是乱讲话的会怎么样呢
will come to ruinRuin, R-U-I-N, ruin.
Will come to, 就会导致怎么样怎么样。Ruin 就是毁坏、败亡，叫做 ruin. R-U-I-N. 所以中文圣经把这小段翻译成大张嘴的必致败亡。
Now let's read the scripture together.
我们跟着 Catherine 老师来读这一段的经文。
He who guards his lips. Guards his life. But he who speaks rashly will come to ruin. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3.
箴言十三章三节谨守口的得保生命，大张嘴的必致败亡。
Now let's have some sharing time.
我们现在进入我们分享的时间咯。
How can I guard my lips?
我要如何谨守我的口呢?
It is important for us to guard our lips.
谨守我们的口是非常重要的。
Because they are an indication of our relationship with God.
因为呢，我们说什么，就显示出我们跟上帝的关系如何。
If we want to learn how to be more careful with what we say,
如果我们要学习说话要怎么样小心的话呢?
We should try to listen more and speak less.
我们应该试着要更多的倾听而少说话。
We can speak gently and thoughtfully.
我们可以温柔的说话，而且是想好了才说。
We should try not to gossip.
我们不应该说人家的闲话。
We should also try to avoid white lies.
我们也要避免说这个白谎。
Finally, we should pray about God's guidance and read God's word so we have wisdom to say the right things.
最后我们应该求上帝的引导，并且要读上帝的话，所以我们才有智慧能够说对的事，说正确的事。
Finally, let's listen to the verse once again.
最后我们再来听一次这一段的经文。
He who guards his lips guards his life, but he who speaks rashly will come to ruin. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3.
箴言十三章三节，谨守口的得保生命。大张嘴的必致败亡。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
Talk to you again soon.
我们下次再会了。